Voters had decided by a 58-42% margin to pay a 3-cent levy in property taxes to fund employee pensions and Social Security, and by nearly 2-to-1 to pay another 7 cents to build a new $20 million facility. The result would be a roughly $40 a year rise in taxes on a $150,000 home. Referendum supporter Jennifer Putman, a county board member, says she's thrilled, in fact a bit surprised, that people offered so much support at the ballot box.
We're in a county that adopted tax caps in 1996, but our voters have recognized that Champaign County Nursing Home provides nursing services well and has for close to 100 years. And I am so gratified that the voters have said yes and shown their confidence in us to continue providing a loving, decent environment for our senior citizens.
Putman and other supporters say the nursing home would have trouble surviving without the new building and the extra assistance for operating expenses. The referenda ran into some opposition from those who don't feel the county should be in competition with private nursing homes that cater to the same clients. But supporters say the county nursing home often takes patients other places would turn down for lack of funding. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.